It was really a surprise announcement. To be clear, NASA was always going to the moon, right? But now they've added even more flights and they've changed Artemis 3. Let me first tell you about Artemis 2, right? That's the rocket we thought was going to launch this month. Now they moved it up to April. They got to work on a technical issue with a helium problem in the upper stage. And then they hopefully will launch that four-person crew around the moon, looping around the moon, probably by the end of April or so. But what they did today was they announced Artemis 3, which they said was going to land on the moon. It's not anymore. That's Artemis 3 will, in fact, be an orbital mission around the Earth because they want to test out the systems. And then they've added two more lunar landing missions, Artemis 4 and 5. And NASA says they will both go in 2028. The NASA chief today said they're really trying to pick up the pace, and it's going to start to feel like the old days of Apollo. Take a listen.
If we're committed to going back to the moon, we have the resources to do it. We have a presidential mandate to get the job done. What is an achievable strategy, regardless of the competition? And I can tell you, launching every 3+ years is not the right approach.